Now, just take a deep breath. Hold it. And let it out. That's good. Now take another breath. And let it out. Focus on your breathing. Become aware of the breath going in and out of your body. That's good. Just become aware of what it's like to completely relax. Focus on each gentle breath. In and out. That's good. No wonder if you feel more relaxation on the in breath or the out breath. You can just tell yourself with each breath. In or out, they were feeling more and more relaxed, more at ease, more comfortable. That's right. If you haven't already closed your eyes, you may want to close them now. And as you close your eyes, maybe you can imagine lying in a park somewhere, maybe a garden, maybe some other favourite place, a special place. Think back to a time when you were relaxing outside somewhere, maybe somewhere by a lake or a river. Maybe on a beach, on a warm and sunny day, and the sounds and smells of that time. Maybe you could smell suntan lotion, freshly cut grass. I wonder what you could hear. Maybe you could hear children playing. People talking, and as you relax all the way down, those voices can just fade away, like a radio being turned right down. As you lie there and relax, peacefully relaxed, breathing gently. Feeling yourself supported and your own weight pressing down, like being really relaxed somewhere outside. Maybe you can imagine a gentle breeze, warm sun on your face. As you lie there now, every muscle can become limp and loose. It can feel so good to just totally relax. Just let everything go. You might remember back to a time, a simpler time, when you could just relax and enjoy that peace and calm. That's right. I wonder if you can remember the most relaxed you've ever been. That's right. And just think how good it is. and you're relaxing. Nothing to do and nothing to worry about. Maybe you can imagine lying on a beach. A nice sandy beach on a warm day. Nothing to do. No one to bother you. Waves rolling gently. Just lying there, completely at ease. In the distance, there is the sound of traffic. Maybe there's the sound of sun cream lotion. Maybe you can hear planes flying overhead. Maybe you can hear birds in the trees. Or you lie there, with your head back, shoulders relaxed. Feeling totally at peace. And in the sky, high above, in that blue sky, there are clouds. And as you watch the clouds drift across, and the clouds are drifting slowly from one side to the other, and those clouds go down towards the horizon. As they go, you watch them gently floating. You can count the clouds going by. And you can watch them. And as they go off, there are 10 clouds left. And then one cloud disappears. There are 9. Still the clouds go down. Then there's 8. Now there's 7. And then 6. And those clouds are gently drifting down. And 5. And 4. With each cloud disappearing, you feel yourself becoming more and more. It's almost as though there's a tiny voice in your head just telling you to relax as each cloud disappears, feeling more at ease, and 3, and 2, and there's just one cloud left, and you can imagine yourself in that cloud. Being completely surrounded by lovely, soft, warm, fleecy cloud. Feeling safe. You're gently supported there. Almost as though you're floating, drifting. Lying in the most comfortable bed. The most comfortable bed you could ever imagine. Relaxing, relaxing more and more. Just floating and drifting, going down and down and down. It's as if you were floating like that cloud, safe and secure. Just letting go. That last cloud disappears. And as you are there, relaxed, relaxing even more, your mind can begin to wander. Think of a summer day, a warm summer day, a place outdoors. Place with trees and fields and water, maybe a brook or a stream or a small river, just gently flowing. The air is warm. This is a tranquil place. We have nothing to do and nothing to think about, and no one to bother you. and yet there seems to be something that stops you from relaxing. Worries and concerns. Sometimes it seems like they never go away. And you know, there are times when you would just like to forget about them. And when you think about it, why not do that? Why not forget about those worries and concerns? I wonder if you could imagine what your worries would look like. I mean, if you were to take each worry and think about it. Not the thing you are worrying about, but the worry itself. Imagine all your worries being converted into objects, like things. Imagine what shape and colour each worry would be. And then imagine how it would be to line up all your worries, put them down on the ground, and just look at them. Look at them as they lie there and notice how each one is different. Think about how you feel about them, about how long you have had them worries. You can imagine that you find a bit of land in that place outdoors. A bit of land with rich soil, good rich soil, soft and easy, and then you can dig a big hole for each one of those worries. You can take a moment just to see the size and shape of that hole. See the first worry going into the hole and see it being covered up, buried. Then you can smooth the earth over it. It's as if it never existed. You can take the next worry. You can bury that one and the next. And the next, you can keep going until every worry is buried. And then you can rake all the earth back and forth until there is no trace of them, no trace of those worries. It's just rich soil, ready for new growth. And now you can ask yourself, what is the opposite of worry? And you can allow those things under that soil to begin to change. Imagine going back to that place now and again, tending that soil. And after a while, you notice little green shoots beginning to appear, and those shoots can grow, and soon the whole area can be covered with little green shoots, and then leaves appear, and all sorts of different plants come up where those worries used to be, and those plants begin to bud. Then each plant gives flowers, one flower on some, lots of flowers on others. You realize that each worry has a good part, and you can enjoy the good parts while letting the other part go. And then the time comes. You're walking past one day, and you can decide to harvest those flowers, you can enjoy all the colours and forms and scents, and you can weave them into a wonderful quilt of happiness. When you have gathered them all up, you can rake over the soil and smooth it out. Plant new seeds and let those old worries recycle. Plant seeds of hope and strength, forgetting, and imagine what kind of flowers will be coming up from them. And nature is constantly reminding us of how things change, of how as one thing decays, it nourishes another, that good can come out of anything, and things that seem permanent can just fade away, to be replaced by something fresh and bright and new. And in a moment, but not yet, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when we reach the count of 5, we'll be back to full conscious awareness, feeling fully refreshed and ready for the rest of your day. Just allowing those worries buried, leaving those worries buried in that garden to grow into something good. As you hear me count from 1 to 5, all normal sensations will return to all parts of your body. And all parts of your energy will come back to the present moment. So, 1, starting to come back, becoming aware of your breathing, your body and the room around you. 2, you can start to wiggle your toes, gently move your legs and feel a wonderful, lovely, grounding energy travelling up your legs. 3, moving your fingers, move your arms gently, starting to stretch. Feel the energy moving through your body again. 4, eyes starting to open. On the next count, your eyes are fully open. 5, eyes open, back to full conscious awareness, feeling fully refreshed and ready for the rest of your day. All normal sensations returning to all parts of your body, and all parts of your energy coming back into the present moment, and being fully aware of being in the room